Janelle Monáe's music has been called funkadelic soul. It's been called futuristic R&B. But whatever you call it, it's almost impossible not to dance to it.
Ooh, you shake it, shake it, baby. Electric lady, you're a star.
The 27-year-old artist has already been nominated for 6 Grammy Awards since her debut album in 2010. And her new album, out this week, is called The Electric Lady.
Electric lady.
Janelle Monáe visited us at her studios here in Washington, D.C. Janelle Monáe, welcome to the program. Such a pleasure.
Oh, I'm just honored that you guys are taking the time to speak with me.
You know, we have been just loving this album. Who are the electric ladies in your life, Janelle?
There are many. One, I will say that electric ladies are not to be marginalized. And I think that you are an electric lady. I think that electric ladies are community-oriented. There are women, you know, of many different shapes and colors and sizes, and when she walks in the room, you know an electric lady.
Let's listen to one of the tracks here. It's called Queen, and it features the queen herself, your co-queen, I would say, Erykah Badu.
I can't believe all of the things they say about me. Walk in the room.
Erykah was one of the first female artists to reach out to me when I had just released my EP, and, you know, not a lot of people knew about Janelle Monáe, and she discovered me online, and she said, I want you to come out on tour with me. So we talk on the phone daily, and Queen, our song together, was really inspired by private conversations that she and I continue to have about our community and how we can uplift them and how we can deal with those who feel marginalized and who don't often have people standing up for their rights, you know, whether it be the gays, the lesbians, the immigrants. And women are oftentimes marginalized, and we wanted to show that two strong women can work together and create something great.
About the neighborhood where you grew up.
I grew up, I was born and raised in the Midwest, Kansas City, Kansas, and I grew up in one of the poorest counties, Wyandotte County, and I grew up to hardworking parents. Both of my parents worked day and night for the community. They were janitors at one point in time. They were trash, you know, men, and they also worked in the post office.
Mm-hmm.
So they, you know, wore uniforms every single day and helped our community move forward. And they just taught me the importance of working hard and turning nothing into something. I would say, because I'm older and I understand class and different things, you know, I didn't grow up in a middle or a upper class. We grew up poor, but I never knew that because I was always surrounded around love. And family is just so important. One of the biggest sacrifices that I've made to date has been leaving my family.
You had some really great female role models in your mother and your grandmother.
Yeah. I will say that one of the biggest advantages I think I've had as a young woman and a young artist has been growing up the way that I have. I was a maid at one point in time because I was going to New York. I wanted to study arts in New York, and I didn't have any money. I actually went up to my pastor and I said, I need the church to pray that I find this job because I want to go to New York, but I don't have any money. And there was a lady who walked up to me afterwards and she said, I'm the supervisor at the maids and I'll hire you. You just come.
Wow.
And so I went every day and I got a chance to be around women who were, you know, poor, trying to make it. And I was the youngest there and they knew I could sing. So they would ask me to sing when we would clean these houses and I would drive this car. And that was my life for like 3 months. And it taught me so much. It inspired me to want to write music to inspire these people because they need it the most.
Your music's been called R&B. It's been called psychedelic soul. It's been called funk. Let's listen to one of the singles off this album. This one's called, I love it, Dance Apocalyptic.
Yes.
Dance apocalyptic, bands that make curves. Dance apocalyptic now, bands that make curves. Dance apocalyptic, bands that make curves. Dance apocalyptic now, bands that make curves.
It's so danceable. It's just great.
Yeah, Dance Apocalyptic was inspired by an innovator, someone who inspired rock and roll, someone who inspired the Beatles, someone who inspired the Rolling Stones. We're talking about Bo Diddley.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
he's an originator. And
mm-hmm.
I wanted to, with this particular album, I wanted to go through R&B music that ranges from people like Bo Diddley to Jimi Hendrix to classical music. And so that's what I love doing, is playing with all these different styles of music and creating something that just has not been heard.
What's the matter? Your chicken tastes like pork? You have triplets instead of twins? Does your food taste plastic?
Last year, you signed on as a rep for the beauty products company CoverGirl.
Yes.
You certainly got the classic looks. Just tell me a little bit about that. What was going on there?
I was very surprised, I must say, because I grew up like all girls, looking at magazines and trying to figure this thing out. You know, if I'm mm-hmm. going to be myself, or do I want to try to fit in, and, you know, what makes me beautiful, and
is my face a perfect circle, or is it a pyramid, or am
exactly.
I a pear?
Should I wear mascara, or should I, you know, all these little things that we do as women, and just as people, we're mm-hmm. we're curious about what we should do next with ourselves. And so when they reached out to me, we talked about my core values, and one of them has always been to encourage and inspire young girls to embrace and love the things that make them unique, even if it makes others uncomfortable.
Now, you've visited the White House more than once, and earlier this spring you actually performed for the President and First Lady. What was that like?
I got a letter in the mail when they hosted South Korea maybe a couple years ago,
mm-hmm.
and Michelle and Barack, our First Lady and President, invited me to perform at the state dinner. And that was my first time at the White House, and I was so... I just couldn't believe it. I was like, who played this trick on me? I thought they were so busy they didn't even know who I was. And turns out that Michelle is a huge fan, and she, you know, invited me to perform the state dinner. Then I got asked to come back for her annual Easter egg roll. Then I got asked to come back again for a Christmas party. And then we closed out the inauguration for a private party. And so I love them so much.
So did anybody dance at the White House?
What? Oh, my gosh.
Did kidding? They get
we
dance?
We had a ball. Let's just say one of the nights ended with me on top of Valerie Jarrett's table, kicking over glasses.
What a star. It has been such a pleasure. Janelle Monáe's new album is called Electric Lady, and does she sell it? Janelle, thank you for visiting us
thank
today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored.
And for Saturday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Jackie Leiden. Check out our weekly podcast. Search for Weekends on All Things Considered on iTunes or on the NPR smartphone app. Click on Programs and scroll down. We are back on the radio tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great night.